Have you ever landed somewhere and thought, this might not be here in 20 years? I'm not talking about a temporary closure or a rezoning fight. I'm talking about a place that is literally disappearing into the water. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and today I need to take you to one of the most extraordinary pilot destinations on the entire East Coast, Tangier Island, Virginia, a place so small, so remote, and so heartbreakingly beautiful that flying in feels like stepping through a door into another century. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo private pilot instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let me set the scene for you. You are cruising at 2,500 feet over the Chesapeake Bay. The water stretches out in every direction. It is enormous. The Chesapeake is the largest estuary in the United States, and from up here it looks like an inland sea. And then you spot it. This tiny sliver of green and brown sitting in the middle of all that blue Tangier Island. It is barely 1.2 miles long and less than half a mile wide at its widest point. I'm not kidding, you could walk across the entire island in 15 minutes. And right there, running almost the full length of the island, is runway 2 and 20. Tangier Island Airport Identifier, TGI. 2,100 feet of asphalt with water on both sides. You come in on approach, and it feels like you're landing on an aircraft carrier. The bay is right there, crab pots dotting the shallows, workboats tied up at rickety docks, and this narrow ribbon of pavement waiting for you. I landed there on a June morning, and I swear, the moment the wheels touched down, I could smell salt water and hear seagulls. You roll out and park on this tiny little ramp. There is no FBO, there is no fuel, there is no courtesy car, there is a bicycle. Somebody has left bicycles near the airstrip for pilots to borrow. That is the transportation system on Tangier Island. Bicycles and golf carts on narrow paths barely wider than your wingspan.
You step off the ramp and you are standing in a working fishing village. This is not a resort. This is not a tourist trap dressed up with gift shops. This is a community of about 400 people who make their living pulling blue crabs and oysters out of the Chesapeake Bay, the same way their families have done for generations. We are talking since the 1700s, and the island has its own accent. I am dead serious. The people of Tangier speak with this dialect that linguists say is one of the oldest surviving English dialects in North America. It has traces of Restoration-era English, the language of the original settlers who came over from Cornwall and the West Country of England. You sit down at a table and listen to somebody tell a story, and it is like nothing you have heard anywhere else in the country. It is musical and rolling and completely captivating. Now here is where you are going to eat, because you did not fly all the way out here to skip the crab cakes. Lorraine's Seafood Restaurant. You walk there in about 5 minutes from the airstrip. Maybe less. It is right on the main path through the village, and the soft shell crab sandwich. Oh my gosh, I need you to understand something. The crabs were in the bay that morning. The watermen brought them in. Lorraine's kitchen prepared them, and now they are on your plate. That is the supply chain, bay to plate in hours. The soft-shell crab is lightly breaded, fried golden, and served on white bread, and it is one of the best things I have ever eaten. Period. Anywhere. I sat at a table with a view of the harbour, and I could see the crab shanties where the watermen sought their catch. The whole island smells like the sea and fried food and diesel fuel from the workboats. It is incredible. And the people, oh, the people on this island.
I met a waterman named James. He has been crabbing since he was 12 years old. His father crabbed. His grandfather crabbed. He told me that in a good season he will pull 400 pots a day starting before dawn. He has hands like leather and this enormous grin, and he wanted to know what kind of airplane I flew in on. When I told him it was a Cessna 172, he laughed and said, "Half the island hears the airplanes come in, and they all look up every single time." "Every time," he said. "The airplanes are the most exciting thing that happens on a quiet Tuesday. And I talked to a woman named Carol who runs a little bed and breakfast. She told me that pilots are some of their favourite visitors because they tend to be curious, respectful, and fascinated by the island in a way that the ferry tourists sometimes are not. She said, pilots actually want to hear the history. They want to walk the paths. They want to understand the place. Now I have to tell you the hard part, because this is not just a fun fly-in story. This is a story with a clock on it. Tangier Island is disappearing. The island has lost
2/3 of its land mass since 1900. 2/3. The Chesapeake Bay is eating it alive through erosion and sea-level rise. The Army Corps of Engineers has studied it. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science has mapped it. The data is clear, without significant intervention. Tangier Island could be uninhabitable within the next 25 to 50 years. Some researchers say sooner. You can see it. Walking along the western shore, I could see where the land just drops away into the water. There are spots where the remnants of old graves from the island cemetery are being claimed by the bay. Headstones from the 1800s sitting in tidal marsh that used to be solid ground. It is haunting. The island has been fighting for a seawall for decades. Congress has studied it. Reports have been written. The community has begged and pleaded, and still the water comes.
Standing on the ramp, looking down the runway with the bay shimmering on both sides, I thought about that. I thought about the fact that this runway, this airport, this entire community might be under water in our lifetime, and it made every minute there feel more important, more vivid. The crab cakes tasted better. The conversations went deeper. The light on the water was more golden. There is a tiny church near the centre of the island, Swain Memorial United Methodist Church. It has been the heart of this community for over 100 years. The pastor holds services, and the congregation sings, and the sound carries across the island, because everything carries across the island. It is that small, that intimate, that fragile. I walked through the narrow paths, past wooden houses with crab-traps stacked in the yards, past cats lounging on porches, past kids riding bikes on paths where you will never ever see a car. There are almost no cars on Tangier. The island is too small for them. The paths are too narrow. Everything happens at walking pace, and, after a few hours there, your whole body starts to slow down to match. Your breathing changes. Your shoulders drop. The constant noise in your head from the mainland just fades out. And then you climb back into your airplane and fire up the engine, and the spell breaks. You roll down that tiny runway with the water on both sides and rotate and climb out over the Chesapeake. And you look back, and Tangier Island gets smaller and smaller until it is just that little sliver of green again, barely visible, already looking like it could just slip beneath the surface. Let me give you the practical details, because you need to go. You need to go soon. Tangier Island Airport, TGI, 2,100 feet of runway. No fuel on the island, so plan accordingly. Top off before you come from the Virginia coast. It is a short hop. From the Delmarva Peninsula you are looking at maybe 15 minutes in the air. From the Norfolk or Hampton Roads area, maybe 30 to 40 minutes, depending on your route and altitude. The pattern altitude is 1,000 feet, and the traffic is light, but keep your eyes open because there is no control tower. Use the common traffic advisory frequency and announce your position, because the occasional helicopter and seaplane traffic can surprise you. Bring cash. Not every place on the island takes cards. Bring sunscreen. There is no shade on the approach paths through the village, and the Chesapeake sun reflects off the water and hits you from every angle, and bring your camera. But honestly, put it away after you take a few shots and just be present. This place deserves your full attention. The ferry from the mainland runs daily, but it is slow. Flying in is the way to experience Tangier. You arrive the way the birds do from the sky, and you see the island the way it was meant to be seen, whole and fragile and extraordinary. This story draws on reporting from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and conversations with the people of Tangier Island themselves. If you have not been, go. Go this summer. Land on that little strip between the water and the crab shanties, and eat the best soft-shell crab sandwich of your life, and talk to the people who are holding on to a way of life that the bay is slowly taking back. You will never forget it. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go fly somewhere that matters.